Typically, when a city is awarded the Olympics, there's a big ceremony, lots of celebration. But this week, when it became clear that Paris will host the 2024 Summer Games and Los Angeles the Games in 2028, there wasn't much fanfare. Why not? Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And were these cities, the two cities, the only ones left that wanted the Games in 2024 and 2028? I mean, what do you make of this?
Yeah, Boston, Budapest, Hamburg, Rome, they all dropped out. Mm-hmm. So you have this situation, three entities, the IOC, Paris, and LA. Paris is fine with getting them in 2024. Essentially, they win for the bid for the next game. Los Angeles likes the deal because with the larger lead time, the Olympics decided to give them some extra money up front, like $180 million, maybe even more. And immediately, Mayor Eric Garcetti can turn to his people and say, this money is being used for parks, for youth sports activity. There's a tangible benefit to that. The IOC, here's an analogy. Have you ever been to a charity auction, Jeremy?
Yeah.
And they might, if it's something tangible that there's only one of, tickets to a show, you can't do this. But let's say it's an experience, you know, swim with the dolphins, and you have two bidders, $4,000, $5,000. You can try to get the second bidder to, you know, one up the guy who bid $5,000, or you can say, and I have seen brilliant auctioneers do this, hey, what do we say we sell two tickets,
right,
or two experiences to swim with the dolphins, and then kind of everyone wins, but especially the house.
We've done that, actually, in a public radio auction, given away two at twice the price. Right. So, but if you look back at some of the places that have hosted the Olympics in the past, and let's just talk about Rio de Janeiro. It cost $13 billion to put those Olympics on. Brazil is in its deepest recession since the 1930s. Is the Olympic Committee going to find it increasingly harder to find cities that are willing to host the Olympics?
I think they had been, and the decision, the unusual decision to give away two in one fell swoop reflects this reality. And I also think it reflects Brazil had a lot of problems, very much including the ill will of the Olympic Committee or not caring what Brazil was going through. But they went from economic boon to deep recession in between the periods where they were awarded the Olympics and they actually happened. I mean, we just saw yesterday, you know, the president of Brazil narrowly avoiding becoming the third leader in a row to be charged with corruption.
Right.
They had their problems. The Olympic Committee did not care as long as they got their money. Then Thomas Bach, who's the new president of the IOC, said different things. I was at the Buenos Aires meeting when they decided to award Tokyo the Games. It seemed more talk then. But I think what this shows is that they really are aware that they can't just give these white elephants to countries and have countries say, thank you, sir, may I have another. You know, and especially with the Winter Games, they were out of democracies, for instance, who were willing to do this. So if the Olympics only became something for tin pot dictators to burnish their credentials, I think a lot in the Olympic movement found fault with that.
Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.